beer is an interesting topic, and that's and it's all year round. Can you give us an update? This shader brings out more. The shader that I would like to discuss is a come on wear Purim costume on Purim, and Davin Adat. Right? A lot of adults also Davin Adat. Since children have become.
Recognize you if you've got
different
clothes.
Hashem also recognize you.
You recognize
it? Yeah. That's the shader, right? That's the shader. And before I start, I just want to go back to the previous shiur I spoke about, and you pointed out to me. I'm allowed to go into a bathroom while you're listening to a shiur to do anything else besides for using the toilet, to brush your teeth, or for other things. So I wasn't sure about it, because the suffix that is, our toilet, I spoke about this with you a few times, our toilets are not as chomel, could be, it's not as chomel as the old toilets. They got the base kiss the past. So yes, I discussed a few times already. So it could be it's a bit easier. So maybe we can use this hero that you might have in the Torah. Why in the bathroom? Maybe there's a heter. So I asked the Rabbanim, he doesn't see why it should be a heter. He wants to say it's also because the Torah, to Maharib the Torah in a basic kiss, even though it's true, it's a suffer, we have a suffer today. But there's not really much of another serif to mate, and he says therefore you should not go into the toilet. And it's sometimes you go so many different reasons why we go into the bathroom. Yeah, we have to take a katchil from a duck. You're going into the bathroom. It's a switch off the special cliche. And I was actually asked about tzusa pesach if the toilet's opposite to the pesach. He said it's mutter. Yes, it's mutter. I didn't know so much about this. I didn't go into so much, but it's mutter. As long as you're out of it, make a din.
You may be looking at something.
Even
if you
can see. Yeah, even if you can see, you can see.
You can see a bracha.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. Tzusa pesach make a din is mafsik and it's like a war.
Yeah,
actually, yeah,
outside on the
board
outside the toilet,
you're just opposite. Yeah, you're just opposite the toilet. Yeah, okay, yeah. Look, yeah. I didn't go into that myself, but I'm just bringing you over. Give me over the sack there. Okay, so now, come on, wear Purim costumes and daven with Purim costumes on Purim. So, the Shaila, before the Shaila, I wanted to bring out the halacha. What might be the problem? So, there's two, it looks like it's split into two different types of halachas over here. There's one halacha that when a person davens, Shmoneh Esrei I'm talking about, the person has to make sure that his mechasa is guf, that his body is covered. That's halacha number one. You've got to make sure your body, we'll go into details in a moment, but you've got to make sure your body is covered. Okay? Number two, now another akuda, completely different akuda, and that even if your body's covered, and even if you've covered all the halachas that will mechayev you to do, which parts of the body are covered, and it's good, but there's another halacha, you have to make sure you're wearing godim mechubadim. We're going to see the examples the Shulchan brings out. You've got to wear clothes that are suitable to stand in front of a medic. There's two different things.
Swing and you went to ice cream, like by the beach, you have an ice cream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, so it comes a big problem. You want to make a bracha. It's a big problem. You can't just go sit there with your swimming trunks and make a bracha. No, we can't. It's a problem. Right? For the bracha, you've got to cover yourself. We'll go into the details. What's the minimum that you can cover? But you've got to make sure you can't. Yeah, it's a tackle problem. Possibly talk about it. Do you do that? So the first halacha, yeah, is a mechaber has in Simon Tzadi Aleph. Simon Tzadi Aleph, Sif Aleph. Mechaber says this. Hoysa talis chagur al mosnov. Don't forget, back in the days they used to wear clothes a little bit differently today, so it's a bit difficult to picture it. So he has a garment that only covers from his thigh and down, but not up. Right? So trousers, belaz, yeah? Also his fellow, and he's got nothing covering his chest, nothing, it's completely his bare. Also his fellow, actually chasiliboy. That you got to machasa, you just your leg. You got to machasa. The heart, the hefsek. In other words, the gabba other things, as long as there's a hefsek, between the lave and the erva. So if a person has trousers and it's hopefully tight on you, so it's a hefsek. But nevertheless, when it comes to Shmoneh Esrei, to misfalo Shmoneh Esrei, we're talking about here the misfalo. There's another halacha you have to also cover your lave. And also brachas. Also brachas. When you're saying bracha Hashem. What?
The rest of davening, yes.
So the other parts of davening, there's a different halakim of Gomshim Dushu, but yeah, you're allowed to. We're talking about brachas, and brachas, and Shmoneh Esrei, it's awesome. And then the Mechaber goes on, Bimloikis is libo, Ushinenas, right? Veinu Mashi Maiskasa, Hoyle Bechisa, Rivosim is Faro Yotza. But the other, you don't see when I left, right? So it's right in measure, yeah? But the other, you don't say you're just wearing trousers and nothing else but the trousers, you know? But the other, you don't say. But the Katrin, you have to cover the heart. So it's just the name, nothing else. So you can better have a sleeveless vest and make it in a specific. But now, right, so that's shlav number one, to cover any stat point. But now, there's another problem. And that is, the Gemara says, before gone, why do you have to cover your head? Why is it mucham? So Rashi brings, Mishabur brings, and Rashi says, right, Mishabur brings, so it's atzmi kilo eimu lefnei ha-melech medaba be'eimu. Because there's an extra level of eimu that you have to have when you stand in the Yudam Shemini Asir. So for that, you've got to stand in a respectful oifen, and for you can't stand in front of the melech, so you've got to also add this as well, you've got to cover your eimu as well. It's not respectable to cover when he sees your chest. It's not mechubad. So there's a in Rashi.
Sleeveless vest is
the only mechubad. So then the for the meantime, sleeveless vest is okay, right? So yeah. Sleeveless vest with the women, right?
Yeah.
So now the mechaba somewhere else in Hilchas Shliach Tzibur, not Hilchas Tefillah, Hilchas Shliach Tzibur in Siman and Gimel brings a Gemara, and the Gemara says a pecheach. The Gemara called him a pecheach. A pecheach is a machlokes, and mechaba paskel is a pecheach means. I'll read you out the mechaba. Pecheach. Simon Gimel Sifid Gimel, who? Misha God of Kura was Ra'is of Megulim. That his clothes are torn, and we're talking about the person because he can't afford normal clothes. Yeah? Again, it's a different generation thing, right? So Shneid Mechab was Ra'is of Megulim, and your arms are completely open, very different material. You shouldn't go down like that, Shliach Tzibur. Shliach Tzibur, you shouldn't go down like that, Shliach Tzibur. So there's two Nakudas here again. So one Nakudah Mechab, we're talking about Shliach Tzibur, not Yochid. Right? Another Kuda, we're talking about here, is Roysa, his arm from all the way up until his shoulders.
Just the arms.
Right? Just the arms. Just the arms. Meaning, in other words, let's say what we said before, that the sleeves are best. Right? The bets and your mum. Because besides three arms. So the Chayz Meduyak from the Chabad that a Yachid can do that. But the Mishavura brings back to the first Simon Sadiyah. Mishavura brings over here on the din of Lev, to cover your Lev. Says the Mishavura, Sheikhasa Leboy. Who I didn't call gufu. You have to also cover your whole gufu, right? Not just a leaf. Means you have to wear clothes. You have to wear clothes proper, right? Where's the shabur get this from? So the shabur brings it from a bach, and the bach said this: that which the mechaber says that pecheach is allowed to daven beyochid, right? It's meduyak. A pecheach can daven beyochid. Says the bach is only somebody who's poor and he can't afford. And we're talking about his clothes are torn, right? It's a god of a krua. Not that the katchila, that's how he's dressed. He can't afford to buy for himself clothes, proper clothes, he can't have property. And then the Muhammad says, you can't be shlech tzibur, go get somebody else. But for yochid, it's okay. But somebody who can afford it, somebody who can buy for himself normal clothes, there's no etter to daven even with yochid, if he's not covered, right? There's no etter even with yochid. And that's what Mishabur brings. It's machlokes, Mishabur brings the bach, the dina, that even for yochid, you have to machasa kol guf. Okay, so there's a machlokes in the poskim that what happens if a person is takakav, he's got a shirt, but he's got a short sleeve shirt, right? So there it's already in between shirt, it's machlokes in the poskim. So the dishu brings from poskim that it's also, that even that's also because the bach says kol gufu, machabi kav is completely, but...
That's just the tefillah.
But to my shmanesra, which was the highest, right?
Yeah, the not shakli.
Bracha and Shmoneh Esrei, I think, is also the same. When you say Shem Hashem, this thing is the same. I think it's the same. Okay, but other Pasim say that no, it's that you are, that it's, that as long as it's just this part, and just this part of the arm, not the elbow, and just this part of the arm is Megula. Some of the Pasim want to say that there is Mota and it's not. Some of you want to say that it's Mota even to be a Shliach Tzibur. Okay, the Rabbi Yosef brings in his Jews, Yichavadas, he writes that even for Shliach Tzibur. Okay, he says, yesh, be yesh. So some places there'll be makpid, and some places you'll see won't be makpid, even for Shliach Tzibur, right? And there's many places you'll see, the places where they're not makpid, places that are makpid. Okay, but say, that's the din of covering the goof. Mitzat covering the goof, the din of Oymen Fnei HaMelech, is halacha, you've got to cover the goof. Another din, now, this I understand, it's a completely different halacha. And that is, the Mechaber brings this. It's two Gemaras, it's Gemara in Brachas, Gemara in Shabbos. Mechaber brings in Siman Tzadi Aleph, and it's interesting how the Mechaber brings it down. The Mechaber brings, L'yamoy ba'apundosoy. A person shouldn't daven with his apundos, with his apunda. And Mishabur brings it here that it's like a very big garment that a person puts in their money. He keeps in there lots of things, and it looks like probably back in the days, it wasn't such a nice, wasn't a pleasant look, it wasn't a pleasant way of getting dressed, it was a bit of an ugly, bit of a what?
Well, convenient.
Yeah, well, convenient, but it didn't look nice, it was maybe, it was dirty, it was edible. So Muhammad said, you shouldn't have done that. Veloberish Magula, because that's another sugya. Veloberish Glaim Magulim. And also the person should daven with a reglaim gulim. So a pia gemara, person should make sure to wear socks, and then possibly we'll see in a minute, it says not only socks is also not good enough. Person needs to wear really also shoes or slippers. Okay? Now where's this halacha come from? Your body's covered. Your body's covered. So what are you adding now more over here? Right?
Yeah.
Right? So the mechaber goes further. The next sif. I'm skipping something, I'll come back to it and back to that in a second. Derech ha-chachom u-talmideyim sh'lo yispar elek shem u-atufim. It's al-pi the Gemara, which is better than the same Gemara as before. The derech ha-chomim was to get dressed properly. To get dressed properly, not after the day of covering, but to get dressed properly. Also, it's the same halacha, because you're in the fin ha-melech. But to get dressed, to put on an extra baguette, to get dressed properly. And the Mechaber brings it down to Dina. And our Pizel, which the word brings in the Chai Adam, this is a famous Chai Adam, says, therefore, you got to wear, besides for our couple, you also got to wear a hat. Right? Because that's the Derech HaChomim. The Derech HaChomim was to wear, and that's the Derech. The Derech is to go around, when you're standing in front of an Adam Choshuk, to wear a hat. So then the Poskim say, it depends. If you're the type of person who always wears a hat in front of Adam Choshuk, that's it, let's say you study Shibbach creating a man, or Bechlal, you wear still a hat. Boy from Klal, you'll go around the hat. So the Chamber, you're mechuyav to wear a hat when you daven. Whereas, if you're a person who doesn't normally wear a hat, doesn't wear a Shabbos he'll wear, but boy from Klal, he doesn't normally have, then it's Beseder, because he himself will daven in front of, will talk in front of Hamash Mechashon without a hat. Yeah, so the Chamber, that's already a bit, but Mishabur brings, from the Chai Adam, if a person normally does, he's mechuyav to medakdak, to wear a hat while he's davening. I don't know if putting a hood on instead of a hat, because he's putting down a covering, I don't know what's wrong with that. Talis Aved is the same. Talis Aved is also the same. That's Mechubit standing, that's instead of your hat. Yeah?
No, Talis Aved, yes.
Yeah. Now, so now this halacha comes from the second halacha of wearing dron chashubim. Yeah, wearing dron chashubim in front of the melech. Now, there's a chiddush over here. The Mechaber brings there before about wearing socks, not to go around yachaf, not to daven barefoot. The Mechaber brings whatever I can make him. So the Mechaber, derech an she'amokim she'amif ne'agdolim, I will add a bottom line. If the derech is, now this is crucial, this is the crunch here. If the derech is, you don't walk around barefoot, and you don't go and speak to important people barefoot. Right, and then maybe Sotza brings the Anshe Marav, this is Betzim Rambam, and he brings the Anshe Marav in the Arab countries. They all used to, all learn, even today, they go around barefoot. They go around. And therefore, if you're in such a country, or if you yourself are known to be there as well, there's no issa daven barefoot. Right? So this is a big crunch.
You went to see a melech even barefooted?
Yeah, Adrian, they would take them off. If they wear shoes, they take them off.
Yeah,
it's a cover. They don't go in shoes. That wasn't derech then. The Bach is choyuk on this derech. The Bach says, no, it's halacha. But the Raman Paskas, it all depends on what the usual is. So this is very, this gives us a little bit of a bigger, broad picture. We have to know what's the usual, what's not the usual. But the yisoid is to daven both from a chubot, to daven with clothes mechubadim, and not alstam. Right? Ad kli kach, it's brought down. The Mechaber says later, in Tzadi Ches Dalet, you have to have Godim Noyim, and in those days they used to wear the floor outside was always a lot more dirty than today, so the trousers were generally very, very dirty. People going for clothes, you had dirty, the bottom part of the body was very dirty, so Mechaber brings Chachi should be able to have specific trousers, specially designated for Tefillah. Chachi should have clean trousers. You can't afford yourself to have clean clothes completely, you still have Chachi there. Right, and then it's brought down there that the Kavchan brings it, the Yishu brings it down as well. Therefore, a poil, somebody who's a worker, and let's say he's a painter, or he's a builder, or he does anything which is dirty manual, especially if he's a drainer for sure. Even if he's not makpid, it also again goes into a bit of a thing. That you should be wearing those clothes. Now, if he's a painter, he doesn't mind coming to shul if he really doesn't, I don't believe you've seen anybody coming with really, really dirty clothes, he changed. A normal person who's got self-dignity will change, won't walk around like that.
He's got paint in trousers.
He's got a bit of paint, yeah, okay, but if he's a painter, and you know how they look. Yeah, he wouldn't. He wouldn't.
The overalls, the painter's overalls.
Those overalls, they'll take them off. If you're like, I don't know what, a different type of worker, a locksmith, or a different type of people, right? We have a locksmith. It's a bit different. It could be Yeshlodom, because it's Godim, you have to do. It's the Godim of us. Anyway, that's the Yosai. The Ramah brings as well a Sheikhet from Czech, from Dalam with Shechita clothes, because you can just imagine what his clothes look like. Yeah? So now, the Shayin is a Bazoi, what's the heta to wear Purim costumes? And now we've got a little bit of clarity over here. The Purim costume just zecha on mechasa the guf as usual. That's not a question over here. It has to be mechasa the guf. But the question is, you're wearing different types of clothes. You're wearing clothes that you wouldn't wear all year round. You're wearing different clothes. So now, before I break it down, let's first bring you, there's a Truvas Rav Ozna, there's a Truvas Shev Talevi. Now he brings her this. Everybody brings this. Truva is saying that he's matter to wear porn costumes, Davin the porn costumes on point. But I looked it up, and he says there, if the Litvisher will wear Chassidish clothes, or Chassidish will wear Litvish clothes, then it's not a problem, he says, because the point is, as long as Mechubot, and as long as you've got Kovid Rosh, and you're not, then it's not
a problem.
Now, Lechaira, that's talking about you wearing normal clothes. You pull, don't wear strangle. Right. So for other people to see the shtremel, it's funny. Right? But the clues of Etzem are mechubad. You might agree next to shtremel, just right. You never know, right? So there, a clown suit, it's a different story, a clown suit. It's not mechubadik. There's a certain dignity. Okay, so there's a certain excitement there, but there's a dignity that you don't have there with a clown suit. So l'chayra, I don't see where... Where the heta comes in just to wear Purim costumes because of this rosna. So, what's the heta? So the question is there a heta? And if there's a heta, what's the heta? So, Rechere is a heta. Rechere is a heta to wear them. The minigolim is to wear them, even by davening, even by toilet. Rechere, there's maybe two malchim, maybe two ways I have to explain what's the heta. And then it's also, it's LP, the way rosna explains it. The aside is, Chazal say, don't wear clothes that are below your dignity, in front of the king. Don't wear clothes that degrade you, right? If it's clothes that you're going to wear here and there, for whatever reason it is, when you come to stand in front of the king, change your clothes, make sure it's clothes that suits your own dignity, right? So therefore, Sheikhud, therefore dirty clothes, pyjamas, right? The Apostle say, pyjamas, all these sorts of things, these are below your dignity, they degrade you wearing these clothes. Well, his clothes, okay. Now, but wearing our prom costumes, wearing a prom costume, I'm just saying something with Shlachar, and the way I look at it, it's not degrading costume. It's not degrading. It's a funny costume. What is weird about wearing a prom costume is that what are you doing? What do you think yesterday? Wearing a clown suit? What are you wearing a clown suit for? So that element's degraded. But if it's on Purim, it's normal to wear a clown. It's become normal. And like the Mechaber says, whatever the derech of Anshamah, it's become normal. It's become something where people wear, and people look at it, and people respect it, and people, and they take the humor of it, and it's acceptable. So there's nothing to be feel degraded about over here. The Edsel suit is a nice suit.
You
want
to go speak to the king in a clown suit.
So the aside is, you wear what everybody wears. So if today the king knows it's Purim, right, and he knows there are plenty of adults who go around, not everybody, but he knows there are plenty of adults who wear all these funny suits, maybe that's something that you would do in front of the king.
You'll go to your leather.
Right. You'd go through it. Right, and sometimes the king appreciates, sometimes the king appreciates a good humour.
Today he wants it. He says I want to bring out. Maybe there's another issue.
The issue is to wear clothes that are degrading in front of somebody honourable, right? Now those clothes are not degrading, beds. No, but why is it degrading? Because it's a weird thing to do, but on Purim it's not. So therefore, why should this be part of the Issa that Chazal Asad to wear such clothes, right? So instead, it's not maybe exactly because wouldn't you stand in front of a melech? So to answer that, maybe there's another. What this is what the Bereishis wants. This became a minhag, whatever the reason is, became a minhag. There's a few times he brought down the shrek. So this is what Halil Rajah wants his day to look like. He wants that this is how some people should be dressed. This is how he wants it. There's no, it's not degrading, it's not. Would he stand from the Melech? If this is something which the Melech wants, yes. You would stand from the Melech. So that will be the heter. That will be the heter of wearing such clothes. Just to finish off. Something wanted to bring out to me that it's like a carnival. It's like a carnival, right? A carnival, the king goes through the main streets of a city. So there's all different sorts of people there. And part of them as well are people who are dressed up, right? This is what a carnival is. They're dressed up. That's part of the crowd where there's people wear funny hats. But not everybody wears these funny hats. It's not everybody. He doesn't want his people to be clowns, right? He doesn't want to walk through a city and see everybody's a clown. A carnival is where there's a mixture, there's a blend of people with higher part of the high society, and there's children, and there's also people with funny hats, people with funny clothes. He wants there should be lechayra. I'm just thinking. He wants there should be a blend of here. It's not pshat. He wants there should be that the whole society should be clowns. It should be that's not betzem. It's just pshat. They just lift up the pump for this king for the thing. That's the idea of a thing. Of a Seder Shkoyah.